Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're on Erevin 57, looking at the Mishnah, talking about measuring. The Mishnah says, in describing the actual procedure followed in measuring the 2,000 amos of the Dachum, we may not measure with anything but a 50 amma rope, neither shorter, no longer, and one may not measure with the rope held anywhere except against his chest to ensure that the rope remains level. Literally opposite his heart, the notes points out, the sages designated a standard part of the body against which the rope was to be held. Otherwise, one surveyor might hold his end of the rope level with his head while his colleague held the other end near his feet, thus diminishing the tachum pointed out by Rashi. For me, this point to bring to home is that you can't measure except against yourself. In life, lots of times we look at others, we see others, and we say, why can't I be more like him? Why can't I do more like that? Why can't I have more like that? Why can't my house be his size? Why can't my car be like his? Why can't my job be like his? The Mishnah points out to us, measure against your own chest. Measure against your own self. You can't compare yourself to anyone else. You could aspire and have religious zealotry to be more like a Talmud Chacham, to be more like a Gadol Hador, to be more like role models. But in general, when you're thinking about everyone in society, don't measure yourself against anyone else. You don't know their struggles. You don't know their afflictions or addictions. You don't know their bad traits or whatnot. You only know about yourself. All you could do is work on yourself. Don't try to measure yourself against anyone else. Just work on yourself. Work on your own milas, work on your own chisarons, work on your own good traits and bad traits, trying to do the best you can in your own life, because you're only going to be held up against yourself. After 120 years, they're not going to ask you, why weren't you more like Moshe Rabbeinu? They're going to ask you, why weren't you more like Joe Schmo? If your name is Joe Schmo, why weren't you more of a Joe than a Schmo? Why weren't you able to do more in your own life? They're not going to ask you why you weren't like X, Y, or Z. They're only going to measure you against yourself. They're going to show you what you could have accomplished had you done so. And we should be zocha that we don't see such a video, we don't see such a picture of what we could have accomplished, and that we actually do accomplish it in our lifetime after 120 years. That, they say, is one of the forms of a spiritual quote-unquote Gehenna, seeing what you could have done, seeing you what you could have been, seeing the difference you could have made in the world. And that's a real chesaron, that's a real embarrassment, because had you only pushed yourself a little more, a little further, reaching higher, trying to aim higher, you could have done so much more, you could have been so much more. That's why if you have an idea, you have an invention, you have a podcast you want to do, you have a book you want to do, you have something you want to write, something you want to do, you have to grab onto it. You only have one life to live. You only have 120 years to use, and so much of it is already lost. You have to try to do it, because as the Mishnah points out to us, you can only measure against yourself. Don't think about the Joneses. Don't keep up with anyone else around you but yourself. Pirkei Avos points to us, the best life, the most content life, is when we're happy with what we have, and that's physically and spiritually. We're happy with where we are. We have to understand where we are, and we have to strive for better and do better and better. And of course, we have to be sad if we ever fall, but we have to just keep going. Understand where you are. Content with the house, the car you have. Understand the family you're given is exactly what you need. Your materials were given exactly what you need. Strive to be better, but don't measure yourselves against anyone else. As the Mishnah points out, you measure against your own chest, yourself. So to in all aspects, you measure against yourself. Try to be the best self you can be, so that you could definitely say after 120 years, I was the best that I could have ever been. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 58 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.